from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Everybody knows that I tend to root for the Colorado Buffaloes.
And I will say, before we get into this, Deion is what got me back into college football. So I'm forever grateful to Deion Sanders.
And if you missed any of the news from last week, there was a reporter, I don't know if it was the Denver Post or the Colorado Times, whatever it was.
You know, that cat used to be here in Kansas City.
Believe it. And Deion Sanders basically told this guy, hey, you keep asking these questions, which he's trying to find a narrative that there is a interruption or there is a turmoil sort of situation inside the locker room of Colorado, that it is a unsafe, unhealthy place. There's a lot of favoritism going on. And a lot of people here, obviously, I know that Deion is not very popular amongst locals, but
why isn't he popular?
He's very arrogant. He's in a division with other local teams. And everybody, I think, kind of looks at Deion as a gun for hire. Like, if, I mean, you look at Jackson State, turned the program around, immediately left, went to Colorado after he told everybody. He's like, oh, yo, you know,
here forever.
You know, I'm here, you know, whatever. So yeah. A lot of people don't like that.
He's a joke.
He's flashy. He's
but that's
laughing,
every coach in college sports. Like, look, they say they're here, and then as soon as the bigger offer comes, they go. Like, who wouldn't do that? Like, we shouldn't expect athletes and coaches to live their lives differently than we all live our lives, right?
And there's one thing that I think is very true to being an entertainer or being someone that is of that sort of realm.
Right.
You have to lean into it. Otherwise, people will think you're a coward, that you're just doing it for clout. And I think Deion Sanders is this person on and off the field or on and off the camera. Like, I've listened to podcasts. I've listened to what he's done in his career post and pre, like when he's in Dallas, San Francisco. Like, I grew up watching Prime.
Right.
Like, and then he became this, like, larger than life coach. I'm like, okay, where's it end? Does he ever go back to Florida State and coach? Maybe. We all know that eventually he's going to leave Colorado and probably make the jump to the pros. A lot of people roll their eyes that Deion will never be a pro coach. Just you wait.
I think it's going to be outstanding to see him coaching the Cowboys next year.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, we hope we get there.
Would you hire Deion or Bill Belichick next year?
Bill Belichick.
Come on.
Not even close. Not even close.
All right. Because I look at that 3-ring circus and I go, that's perfect for, like, Jerry would hire Deion, it'd be outstanding.
Jerry
from
would.
Our standpoint, what we do for a
for
living,
what we do,
that's how you have to look at it. So let me re-ask the question. Would you rather see Dallas hire Jerry Jones or Bill Belichick?
I mean, I'd rather them
Deion Sanders or Bill Belichick.
Either way. So anyway, so he's banned a man from the locker room because he keeps asking the same questions.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Feinbaum, very respected. Had this to say on ESPN's First Take.
Coach Prime is showing he is not ready for prime time, Greeny. I find this whole thing to be disgraceful. Deion may want to talk about love and joy, and that's been the cornerstone of what he seems to be spewing out. But treating reporters like this seems like we're in some autocratic country. This is not America, and the fact that it's in his contract is really even more absurd. But don't forget, he did this at Jackson State. This is a trait of Deion Sanders. He wants to have it his way, and I find him to be a bully and a hypocrite, and quite frankly, as someone who has been a fan of his throughout his entire career, even at Colorado, I am mortified by his actions. Mm.
So he's banned this person from their locker room for asking questions to his players.
That's right.
And Feinbaum takes the side of the media, which is, how dare you block people from your locker room covering your team, doing our job, and you're going to pull this rank, calling him a hypocrite, you know, not ready for the prime time, as he would say. And I see his point.
Yeah,
and again, I understand where Feinbaum's coming from.
Look, I can speak firsthand knowledge of this situation. I think I can speak on this topic better than anybody else, probably, you know, in the United States today, other than my friend Ron DeMoss, when we were banned by the Royals back in 2006 when they hired Dayton Moore. When you fight a battle as a sports organization with a member of the media like this, I hate to break it to that organization, you're not going to win that argument. You're not going to be painted as the favorite in this, because the rest of the media is now going to gang up. And everybody's going to be watching Deion Sanders and paying attention to what goes on in Colorado, and there's not going to be any room for error. There's going to be no benefit of the doubt by the media given to Deion Sanders for the way that he has handled this situation. And that's why you have to learn from things that happened in the past. When they banned us from the Royals back in 06, it was a two-week national media tour where everybody other than my current employer at that time supported me and Ron DeMoss. The New York Times was doing stories. We were on ESPN seemingly daily. Every, you know, organization was talking to us. And I mean, it was a 2-week whirlwind. It made international news and all that kind of stuff. And so, like I said, other than my current employer at that time, everybody in the media supported Rhonda and I for getting banned by the Kansas City Royals, because we didn't do anything wrong. We asked questions at a press conference. And when you're such a small-minded organization, to ban a reporter or to keep a reporter out, man, that's a bad look for you. That shows you can't handle what's going on, and you probably can't handle being a head coach. Because if you're letting some guy in the media get under your skin, what kind of message is that sending to everybody else? You got to be bigger than that. And the best thing for Deion Sanders would have been to ignore it. Now, Paul Feinbaum, who's probably the most important voice in college football, is out here ripping on you.
And a guy that I never really agree with, Dan Orlovsky, which I don't know what his clout is in this sort of situation, he responded to Feinbaum, who he was on the same show with as they were doing this topic together, and these were Orlovsky's words.
Yeah, I mean, for Paul, respectfully, to call him a bully and a hypocrite is ridiculous, in my opinion. So, one, I don't necessarily mind that Deion's trying to control a little bit of the narrative. He's obviously been somebody that's been in the focal point for basically the majority of his life. And we don't know exactly everything that's being said. Maybe some of it is public, and we don't know if anything is done behind the scenes. But I don't mind the fact that he's trying to control a little bit of the narrative, both him and the institution. We can sit here and say, because of the seat that you have, you just have to sit there and take it. But we also do live in a time where at some point, some of these people are allowed to stand up for themselves and not just constantly get dragged. And I don't think he's being a bully. He's just saying, hey, if this is going to be mainly what you do or only what you do in relation to me or the program, then we're not going to have any type of interaction, and you're not going to be allowed, because not everybody should get a seat when it comes to having the opportunity to cover a program and or their head coach. Deion's not going to be able to run from all of it. I think he's aware of that. At some point, the criticism is a background noise to success. You're not going to be able to run from all of it, but to say he's being a bully and hypocritical, that's extreme when it comes to this situation.
Sometimes, you know, people might use words but again, Feinbaum, a guy who covers the sport, who has the clout, knows how this business works, and then Dan Orlovsky to say, well, I think it's unfair, you know, whatever, but it's also like he does have that sort of, and again, I don't think Dan was saying anything that was like solidified into a point that he was standing by passionately. He just kind of like took Feinbaum's take and was like, well, here's the deal though. Mm-hmm. He does have that power if he wants to do that. If he's tired of this one person asking the same question, which I am a little bit into that point, but also like I'm on the other side of Feinbaum as well, where like if Deion's going to live this lifestyle and be this sort of personality, which is very colorful, very loud, very attractive, then like you're going to handle the other side of when people don't like you.
Now, right. People don't understand that like a guy like Deion Sanders assumes that he's loved by anybody. And the minute somebody doesn't like him, he doesn't know how to handle that.
Which, that's a problem. The other thing that I would say, that if Deion really wanted to tack this in the best way possible, and this is just my opinion, thought that the best person to ever do it was Marshawn Lynch, when he didn't want to talk to the school, And they're like, you have to talk to the Super Bowl. Like, you have to be available. And he's like, okay, well, what if I don't go? They're like, well, you'll be fine.
Right.
So then every time someone asked him a question, he said, I'm just here so I don't get fined. You know the audio. It's hilarious. But it's also genius. Uh-huh. Like, it's great because those people still tried to ask him questions, and he responded at the same time to the point where they finally were like, okay,
all right,
we're
fine.
Done. Yeah, we're moving on. Right. There's other people here. That's what Deion's got to do. Deion's got to get his college PR team, get with his student athletes, and say, this guy is going to ask you this question every single time. Now, otherwise, some people might say, well, that's not Deion's job. Well, it kind of is.
It is.
And if you can give your players kind of a sadistic, vague response to this, because look, I've talked to Sam Mellinger. I've talked to Chiefs PR. They know people's faces when they walk into the room. They know what type of questions this guy from this station or this guy from this outlet is probably going to ask. I've heard it before. If Deion knows where the guy is, he's like, you know who he is. He's going to come in here every time. Be like, is it toxic in here? Have you guys changed the field? All you've got to do is respond with is, we're just looking forward to the next game. We're building our character and we're moving forward. Every person that you ask, if they give them that respond, that will eventually kill that guy's process. And if that guy continues to go after the same question, then you kind of switch the tide to where it's like, look, dude, we know what you're trying to do. We know the story you're trying to get. It's not there yet. If it is, congratulations. But right now, we're going to give you the vague answer of, we're not answering it. Here's what we're saying. Have a nice day. And if he keeps going and going and going, then I think it merits a point where like the PR come in and be like, hey man, enough's enough. We're not giving you the answers you want. Quit trying to poke the bear. Obviously you're trying to find something that we're not going to let you see is here. If it is there, we'll fix it. But that's not your job to keep asking.
Well, I think also too, though, did they try to talk to this guy? His name's Sean Keeler. He covered the Royals for a hot minute and Chiefs for, I think, Fox Sports or whatever it was back in the day. Right. And so have they pulled him aside and had a conversation with him? Like, has Deion tried to, you know, reach out with the olive branch and say, hey man, obviously there's something that's not clicking between the two of us. Let's have a cup of coffee and sit down and have a conversation. Right. But a lot of times we don't like to do that these days, right? We'd rather be passive aggressive. And I feel like Deion Sanders in Colorado are being about as passive aggressive as you can in this situation. I guarantee you, if Deion talked to this guy, pulled him aside, sat down with him for a half hour, and they kind of aired their grievances or, you know, or however you want to say it, you know, a Festivus style, but like you don't have to sit there and have this battle going out. Deion could be a man and could pull this guy aside, and they could have a conversation, and he could say, hey, Sean, what did I do to you? Where are you coming from on all of this, right? Where are you coming from? What is your impetus behind this? Sean can give his side of the story. They can have a human adult conversation. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like a lot of people in sports want to have those. A lot of people in sports do like to bully the media and do like to bully the reporters. And I think that's what Deion is doing. You're going to get a lot more accomplished. And this guy will probably stop this negative attitude towards you if you take the time and sit down with him and find out why the hell he's such a, you know, a curmudgeon, if you will, and why he has an axe to grind, and have that conversation and work it out between the two of you. And then you don't embarrass each other, because it is an embarrassing situation for both of them right now. Mm. PR should handle this guy too. They need to come in and say, Sean, like, what are we doing here? Like, we've got to find a way to get past this, because you're starting to affect the press conferences for everybody else in this room as well. So it's a two-sided story. Deion does need to sit down with this guy and figure it out, and they can probably bury the hatchet and everybody can move on. But Deion does have a track record with this, and this is where the generational of the show is going to come in, because somebody just texted in about this from the 816, and I totally forgot about this until I saw the text. I'll never forgive Deion for treating Tim McCarver so bad. Mm-hmm. I chalked it up to adolescence from him, true colors revealed. And if you don't know what that's about, Google Tim McCarver and Deion Sanders. I think Deion threw like a bucket of water on Tim McCarver, and Tim McCarver's like, you're a real man, Deion. And this was like back in the early 90s Deion Sanders did. So see if you can find that. We'll play that audio at some point, because it is kind of like a post-game interview for something. I don't even remember what it may have been, the World Series or the playoffs or something like that in baseball. And he threw water on Tim McCarver and you know, kind of had that interaction with Tim McCarver. So this isn't something new with Deion in the media. Deion's one of those guys that believes everybody likes him. And when somebody doesn't like him, he can't handle that somebody may not like him or that somebody sees through him. And I think that's ultimately what it's about. I think Sean Keeler sees through the BS that is Deion Sanders, and Deion doesn't like being called.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hold on it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.